Rambam explains that there is the concept of sachar, reward, and punishment, onesh. Even in the Torah, it says very clear, if you do this, you'll get reward. You do that, you'll get punished. We just read 2 weeks ago, right? If you listen, you get a bracha. If you don't, you get a klala, you get a curse. So there is the concept. But I have rules in my home. And I tell my kids, if you put your hand in the socket, you're going to get electrocuted. It's a pretty good rule. It's a very good rule. If you bang your head at the wall, you're going to get a headache. That's another good rule. If you run down the stairs real fast, you're probably going to fall and hurt your back. So let's say one of the kids don't listen to me and they run down the stairs and they fall. My wife starts crying, oh, the poor kid. And I say, magia lecha, you deserve it. I told you not to run. I warned you. I told you there's going to be a reaction, a consequence. You do a certain action, there's going to be a reaction. So Hashem says, listen, I'm not going to punish anybody, but here's a book. Read the book. And the book says, if you're going to eat kosher, then your soul is going to be more pure, then you're going to be more happy, you're going to be a little bit smarter, you're going to be more healthy, and so forth. And if you're going to eat not kosher, then this is going to happen. Now you think Hashem has something against pigs? Hashem likes all the animals. Why does Hashem say, okay, if you're going to eat cows, chickens, goats, it's good. But you can't eat a camel and a pig and a rabbit. Hashem is not saying now, oh, I don't like these animals. Rather, in the spiritual term, everything has a godly spark that enlivens it. This is called nitzotz eloki, a godly spark. Sometimes you put two sparks together, it will cause a very good reaction. Like in our days, you put a plus and a minus, the lights will turn on. But if you put two minuses together, short circuit, explosion. So Hashem says, these two sparks, they go together. These two sparks don't go together. So don't eat pork. Because the godly spark that the pork has and the godly spark that you has together will create a short circuit. Now what happens is, a person will eat pork, and I have nothing against the pork, so I'm just making a point. Then they're not going to feel right away a problem. But in the spiritual term, there's going to be a short circuit. And then the person might get very agitated and annoyed. Constantly, there'll be uptight or anxieties or whatever it is. And does Hashem punish that person right now? No. Hashem says, listen, I told you not to touch it. Why are you touching? Now I'm sorry. Hashem created the world with rules. Hashem says, I'm very sorry. There's rules and I'm not breaking the rules. Not for anybody. You know, when Moshe took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, all the miracles that happened were in nature. It's not that something happened that we didn't exist. There was a lot of hail, big pieces of hail. Didn't change anything, just made a lot of it. There was a lot of animals. Hashem didn't create something new. He just said, okay, let's bring a lot of animals. So Hashem says, listen, I'm not changing the rules of the world for nothing. The rules are rules. It doesn't matter who it is, we're not going to change them. Here's the rules. Here's the manual. It's called the Torah. Follow it. You're not going to follow it? I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be consequences. Very sorry. You know, go, you cross a red light, a policeman will stop you. And if a policeman stops you, you're lucky. Because the worst that can happen, you can run into somebody and kill them. Chas v'shalom. Or you run into an accident. Or you get a ticket. Or you're lucky and nothing happened. So sometimes you get away, but the reality is that every government, every country has rules. There's universal rules. You break the rules, there's going to be a consequences. So even with a Yov, in the Torah there's always some type of an example. I'll give you a different example. We read 3 weeks ago about a certain individual that his daughters came to claim possession of the land for him. They are called Bnot Tzlofchad, the daughters of Tzlofchad. And they came and they said, listen, this is not fair. We are only daughters, and we don't have a possession of the land because our father died. That's not fair. Now this guy, you know who's Tzofchad? One opinion says, remember the story about the man that was chopping wood in the on Shabbat and they stoned him? That's him. Now you would say that's a wicked person. He chopped wood on Shabbat and he got stoned to death. It says in the Talmud that there was a group of people that after the spies came back from Israel and they said, we don't want to go into the land, and there was the whole story with the spies, and you're not going into the land now for 40 years. There was a group of people, they were called Ma'apilim, and they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they went into Israel. Now you know what happened? The Canaanites, the Canaanim, killed them all. They didn't want to listen. They were like, we're not listening, it's time to go into Eretz Israel, we're going. And they all got killed. The Talmud, the Gemara says that Tzofchad was one of them. Now there's a different opinion that says that he was actually a tzaddik. He was willing to take on himself to desecrate Shabbat, to chop wood on Shabbat, that he would get killed, that now everybody for the rest of the generations will know, oh, he desecrated Shabbat and he got punished. So now, you know, in Hebrew we say, Leman iru v'irau, that you will see and well, now I'm going to have fear. So the Talmud actually says, no, he was a tzaddik. He wasn't a wicked person that desecrated Shabbat. He was willing to take on himself the death, so for the rest of the generations, everybody will know, oh, you desecrate Shabbat, the din, the judgment, is death. So it could be the same thing. One can argue with Eyov. First of all, there's many different opinions with Eyov. But the point is that Hashem was always going to make an example of something, so people say, oh, there is consequences. Now, if I'm going to tell now a person, imagine nobody would ever get electrocuted. And if I will tell you, if you put your hand in the socket, you'll get electrocuted. Yeah? Nobody ever did that. So, you know, there's always the first one. And then, oh, it happened to him. So the reality is that Hashem doesn't really punish. Hashem created the system. He gave the rules. And now he says, okay, I'm very sorry. Whatever you do, your responsibility. If you bang your head at the wall, you're going to get a headache, and don't blame me. So Hashem really, in essence, doesn't punish anybody. He just created the rules. And if you break the rules, you know what they say here in America? If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.